The problem of children on the move is important because it's a growing phenomenon. Today we have almost 50 million children on the move, 28 million escaping fighting conflict and crises, and the rest either trying to move from poverty, gang violence, or trying to rejoin their families around the world. And what's important is that every one of those children on the move is an individual child and should be treated as a child.
And how is the situation in host countries? Because they're creaking at the seams, aren't they? We've got Turkey, Lebanon. There are reports that children aren't getting to school. There's also rising xenophobia.
So first of all, I want to stress that countries like Turkey, like Lebanon, like Sweden, but also countries that for decades have hosted refugee and migrant children like Pakistan, like Kenya, like Ethiopia, have been incredibly generous in opening their borders to these populations and children in particular. And in most of these situations, real efforts have been made by governments, by partners like UNICEF to get children into school. Right now in the Middle East, for example, approximately 50% of the children that should be in school are in school, and efforts are being made to increase that percentage, to bring it up. But it's a complex situation. You need to have the room in school. You also need to have access to resources. So often, for example, children will drop out because their parents cannot work, and so they then end up in a situation where they're picking cucumbers or tomatoes in order to make ends meet. When I was in Lebanon in May, I saw a small child, Samir, who was 12 years old and who had been going to school but in fact had dropped out because he needed to help his family make ends meet. So it's important that we continue to redouble our efforts to keep these children in school so that we don't lose a generation, that their parents have access to employment opportunities and the resources needed to keep the family together.
That's what we all want, obviously. And is UNICEF going to be involved in the massive UN summit on the 19th of September, which is looking at ensuring there is safety and shelter and decent conditions for refugees and migrants?
UNICEF is going to be involved in the summits in September, the UN and US summit. Our focus is going to be on children and making sure that children are at the center of that summit so that they're not forgotten. And we are specifically going to be advocating for their education need, for their support to psychosocial support and care, for the fact that they should never be detained on the basis of their migration status, and for family reunification, because the safest place for a child is to be with their family.